Well, welcome to the latest edition of TechMind Talks Dynamics. I'm joined with Matt and Liz today, and we're going to talk on a subject of something that Microsoft announced in the last week, and that is that Microsoft are increasing their price for a particular part of the Dynamics license structure.
Again.
So this is if you're on perpetual license. We've discussed this previously, but we thought we'd revisit it because this is the third year running that Microsoft have increased what they call their enhancement plan. It's the annual maintenance you pay on your license. If you bought a license back in the good old days, not a subscription, you would pay every year and a certain amount of money based on the value of your license. And that was for years and years and years, if not decades, 16% of your license fee was paid every year to Microsoft. It went up to 17%, last year went up to 18%, and now they've announced from 1st of October 2024, that will go up to 19%. So this is now becoming almost an annual increase of an extra percent on your protected list price of what you bought your licenses at. Yeah.
So if you've already transitioned and paid subscription licenses or you're in the cloud, then switch off. Yeah. You don't need to listen to this.
We like the views.
Unless you just want to hear us talk, then the content probably isn't as relevant. But or you can sit there quite smugly and think, oh, well, I'm already sorted. But this is for anybody that still has an annual or monthly BREP enhancement plan. So it's kind of whatever you want to call it that still pays that. And it sounds like a 1% increase. It's a 1% increase, but it's not in reality because the payment that you make is based on the protected list price of your software and a percentage of that. So it's gone up from 16% to 17% to 18%. But in real terms, it's probably a 6% increase every year in the amount that you pay because it's a percentage of that list price.
Okay. That list price was protected, wasn't it? So if you bought it and you've maintained it, it's the price that you bought the software at.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you've added extra users, that will increase your list price, objects and all of those type of things. So that you can increase significantly if you've added lots of users.
Yeah.
But that is protected. While you maintain your maintenance, that was always one of the benefits that your price was listed. But I think what we're talking about today is there are certain people we would be suggesting to look at and say, actually, is this good value to keep paying this amount annually without questioning it?
So what does it give you?
Well, that's a good question. We've talked about this just before. I mean, the reason it was always sold was while we're on perpetual licenses, every time a new version of the software came out, you were entitled to it.
So you had access to that. And that's still true.
That's still true.
So if you want to remain on-premise, you can upgrade to the latest version, you have access to that software.
Yeah. But as we've moved more to subscription, that has become more of a challenging way of doing it because Microsoft, again, you could say one of the other reasons for staying on was Microsoft, if they offer promotion to move you from one to the other, so move to subscription, they used to offer some nice discounts to move you from a perpetual license onto a subscription.
So to be absolutely clear, if you want to be on the cloud version, on the SaaS version of the software, you have to go to a subscription license.
Correct.
So effectively, you trade in your perpetual license, and at the moment, could be entitled for a discount on those subscriptions. So if you didn't have an annual enhancement in place, then you wouldn't be entitled.
No, you'd pay the full price. There'd be no recognition that you've
absolutely
had years and years of paying and maintenance to Microsoft, but they did do some promotions.
However, obviously, to run the SaaS subscription-based software, you must have a license in place.
Yeah.
To run an on-premise version, if you stopped paying that annual license fee, your software would still work.
Yeah, as it is today, absolutely would. You know,
so you would, but you would no longer be entitled to future versions or any promotions that are available now or that might come in the future. And also, you would not be. There's certain things that you wouldn't get. So one of those things would be security updates and legislative updates. But however, if you're an old version of the software, you won't get those anyway.
Yeah,
so
we can still get access to all the code still. So we can still support it.
The money that, if somebody pays us for an enhancement plan, that money does not help us sort that problem, does it? That money goes straight to Microsoft. So even though Microsoft are providing nothing for it, and we have to resolve an issue in that version of the software under a support contract, that money doesn't go to us. So at some point, we will have to look at our support charges as well for having to support software that is so far old. Because we've got to maintain skills, but also we're having to fix stuff that if it was on a supported version would get fixed by those fees that are paid to Microsoft. So if you haven't got your enhanced plan, you wouldn't be entitled to that. But if you're on an odd version, you don't get it anyway. So then there's also access to things like customer source.
Yeah.
So which if you're on an enhancement plan, you get access to.
Yeah, these days I'm not sure that's
documents, but these days
it's all probably online anyway.
What are you going to find which is new? But again, added to customer source on your old version.
If you're on an old version, it's all out of date anyway, and there's nothing new. So again, pointless. So really, the absolute only reason for keeping your enhancement plan if you're an old version there's two reasons. One is to entitle you to future versions or discount if you're going to upgrade. And then the other, and this is a bit more contentious, is if you want to add to that license. So if you've got a 10-user license today and you grow and you need to add another 2-3 users onto your license, if you haven't got that enhancement plan in place, we cannot order you new licenses. Users. And I'm going to caveat that by saying that yesterday I tried to find it written. I know that if you go into our ordering system, we cannot order software for people whose enhancement plan has lapsed. And I tried it yesterday.
And that's been the case for years.
And that's always been the case. So that applies to new users. It applies to if you want to do development and you need to add new
tables and objects.
New tables. So you can reassign, but you can't add new ones. And again, I checked this yesterday. And also if you're on a very old kind of modular base, if you want to go from the basic level and include manufacturing or service, you won't be able to do that. So you won't be able to expand your solution. It literally, you have to leave it as is. They're going to be concurrent licenses on that version. So you...
You could always buy a few users before you let it lapse, couldn't you?
So you could.
If you've got till October or whenever it comes around again, you could buy 5-10 users if you think you've got a potential for growth.
I'm going to cover that because I would like to see it somewhere in black and white that you're not able to do that. And we're going to have a look and try and do it.
I mean, for the last 15 years or however long we've been doing this, we've always, if I call it an unwritten rule, if it's no longer written down, I think everyone, we've always accepted that, not just as Techman and other partners, but you're right, if we can't find it written down, we need to check that.
I'm going to cross over into the C word.
Okay.
Because I put into Copilot yesterday, do you need to have an active enhancement plan for Navision to purchase new users? And it came back and said I didn't.
Okay.
So either Copilot was telling me fibs.
If you do read the small print on Copilot, just so this is not for legal advice.
Exactly. So that's something that we need to be 100% clear on. So anybody
we'll check that with Microsoft,
please right tell us yeah. if that's the case or not. Because we always want to make sure we give people the right advice.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I think at this point, if I was on a very old version of the software, so if I was on BC, I don't know, 15, 16, 18, I wasn't planning on upgrading in the next few years, and I wasn't planning on extending the system out into any other part of the business or for more users.
With your crystal ball,
I probably wouldn't.
You're not paying.
Put it in a pot and use it towards your subscription.
And use that money towards a re-implementation onto the latest version in a few years' time.
However, what I would say, what you have to consider as well, though, is that as your system gets older, we talk about we can support the BC code. What we can't support is kind of the executables, the core platform, software, the platform.
So if
that version is only working on a particular version of Windows Server and SQL, and that is then becomes obsolete by Microsoft, and then there's no, it's that old, there's no security patches, and there's a security vulnerability. We had this with Windows Server not so long ago, where customers were having to move because of the vulnerability wasn't being patched. That is the risk, and we can't fix that. So that is...
There's always two options. You've got the platform.
If I was a customer and I was on that version, I wouldn't be a customer on that version, because I think it's quite a risk to your business if you are still on a version that old, and you probably do need to have a plan in place to move. And if you haven't, and there might be a good reason why you haven't, but if you haven't, then paying that it's
dead money, isn't it, really?
It is really.
But if you hit a platform issue, it tends to be, you know, not something that you see coming 9-12 months down the line.
Yeah,
it tends
to just because you thought most vulnerabilities have been picked up now, but yeah, people
and
always
of course
find
the issue
a new
is that then you have to make a decision quickly,
yeah, exactly,
which ultimately will always end up costing you more money because you've had to you're having to rush something through and you can't really plan it through and think it through carefully.
So that you've given a scenario there where you'd be really saying, look, consider this, it might not be a good spend, it might not be good value for what you're giving back to Microsoft. Is there any other scenarios? I mean, you mentioned before we started this that we've had people during COVID that went onto the monthly. Microsoft did a promotion to go move your BREP. You normally have to pay it all in one lump sum.
So it was an annual payment usually in I don't, was it a COVID
It was a COVID thing to begin with. It was to try and
help with cash flow and things. It allowed you to go to a 12-month. Mm-hmm. Now, for a lot of people now, that three-year deal will be coming to an end, so they will now have to go back to that annual payment.
Or
so rather than that smaller amount going out each month, it's going to go back to the annual payment, of course, with the additional costs added, because it will have gone up 1% a year every year since they paid it in full last time. So they'll have to go back to that annual payment, or we'll have to look at the other options to move this offer forward and go on to a subscription type license.
Okay, so there's two scenarios. So one, if you're on a very old version, have a look at it. One, if you've got used to paying monthly and because you used, I think it was called EP to CSP promotion or something like that.
Smalls off the
enhancement
tongue.
Plan to the CSP one, which is the monthly plan. But that was 3 years maximum. Some people have already finished that and gone back. But if you haven't, then that's going to be a bit of a...
And then there's also the cloud migration promo that people would have took out 3 years ago. And that was for people who were imminently moving to the cloud. If you didn't, then you'll be going back on that as well.
Yeah.
Or you'll have to move forward. I don't know if the cloud migration program actually, but that's something else to check. Can you go back to EP? Or I don't think you can on the cloud migration.
I don't think you can.
You just go to list price.
You go to list price.
So that could be quite a big jump.
Because it was 60% discount originally. I mean, they slowed that down as we went through, but if you got on there early, it was 60%, and we had people still moving on to that until about June of last year, didn't we? That's true. So there's a couple of people that may be in limbo that haven't actually made the jump to cloud. Truly, you might think you have from a licensing perspective, but you've got to make the final move.
Yeah, you've got to actually list software, price, which is much harder than the licensing. The licensing is just an admin exercise.
Yeah. So what? Which customers? If we're out there now, you talked about very old versions. Where would you say you still potentially might be worth getting value from paying your enhancement plan?
If you're on BC14, which the probably the biggest chunk of our customers certainly that have perpetual licenses are on, then you should be paying. You're on the latest version. You can migrate to either the latest version of BC or to the cloud with the discount. So keep going. You know, you've already done a lot of the work to get to that version. So.
And would you say that's because of the code in terms of any enhancements we've done?
Yeah.
These extensions, therefore, it should be an easier
pathway. Yeah, definitely. And if you're on BC14, you've invested relatively recently anyway, and you probably would have known when you moved up to BC14 that kind of the next logical step would have been to move to the cloud.
I mean, your team had a lot of conversations with customers about that, and it was almost like a holding platform that allowed you to make the next jump without having to do everything there and then.
But that's now out of mainstream support as well.
Yeah.
So that again, you know, that's the it's legacy effectively. Mm. So if you're on BC14,
the risk is starting to creep in.
You've got to start thinking about it. But your enhancement plan you need to pay, because that gives you then the next version. If you're on NAV 2018 or older, then I think you need to think, right, what are we doing with this software now? Is it, you know, is it? Are you looking at it and thinking, well, times are tight. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let's just leave it. Then have a conversation with your engagement manager, work out if it's worth paying your enhancement plan, because, or whether you save that money and put it into a pot for re-implementing, because actually the upgrade path from those older versions is getting much bigger now. You're so far away from the latest versions that actually trying to migrate, doing a traditional upgrade path is probably not worth it. You just re-implement straight onto the SaaS version. It's probably the most economical way of doing it. So save that money. And in a few years, do that. Alternatively, you know, look at some of the promotions that are there now that you can use to get to the later versions, either as an upgrade or a re-implementation.
Yeah.
You know, we have some customers that are that will say, well, we've been bought out, and that we've got a few in this position. We've been bought out. We think we'll probably have to go on to the parent company's solution at some time. We don't need to pay the enhancement plan. You're right, you don't. However, if that can be, we've seen this can be 3, 4, 5, 6 years before that actually happens. If you're going to need to add new users in the meantime or new objects, then you still need to pay that enhancement plan because your software is still active.
Some of those we've seen where they've 2 years into it and we can't, we're going to stick with where we are because we've realised their
too
system.
It's going to cost us £2 million to go on SAP. If you don't pay it, then you can, if you do let it lapse and you decide actually this was a mistake, you can catch up, can't you? But there are fees.
You can catch up, there's fees. Yeah, it is expensive. So you can, you'd obviously have to pay your backdated enhancement plan. And then they also charge you an extra percentage on top of that because you, for the period you lapsed as a penalty because you didn't...
It was something like 20%, wasn't it? Something like
I wouldn't like to gamble. It's been such a while since so many people have moved off enhancement plan. It doesn't come up as frequently as it used to. If you have let it lapse, I mean, the one thing that Microsoft did do with the one promotion we have on the table, which is called Bridge to Cloud 2, if you had lapsed, they would give you, I think, up to 12 months without having to pay the thing. If you went to Bridge to Cloud 2, they said they'd waive the penalty to encourage people to get back onto a subscription model.
Ultimately, that's what Microsoft wants.
Of course they want you on a subscription.
This is ultimately what this is about. They're making the on-premise costs a little bit more to make the jumping costs to move to the cloud platform slightly less of a big jump and slightly easier to justify.
There is only one promotion which we have at the moment, which is Bridge to Cloud 2, which gives you about 40% off the price per user.
Okay. For how long?
Well, they go for 3 years, but currently that promotion was due to expire and they extended it, but at the end of 2024, currently that is the end date now. I'd like to say I'm convinced they'll have another promotion available at the end of the year, but they definitely haven't been as generous on promotions as they used to be.
Come on, Bridge to Cloud 3.
Does that mean that when you say extend it, as in somebody that's had the 3 years gets their discount?
No.
Or just somebody
new? No, once you've had your three years, they're on the full price. And we will have some customers, I think, that were on the original promo that will start to come out the other side of that now. But so you obviously everyone needs to think about that in 3 years' time their costs will.
Well, the early ones that had a 60% discount are going to see a big jump.
Yeah, absolutely. But we told those people not to listen to this, so do a separate podcast about that. I think, you know, James's favourite words are spend the customer's money like it's your own.
Absolutely.
Is it worth paying the annual enhancement plans? Is it going to give you anything? It's not really an insurance policy for anything. It's just dead money, really, now, if you're on these older versions.
Mm. So. Especially because they keep it. It does seem to be, it will be an annual increase. We haven't had that officially, but for 3 years running, bang, 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 and you can't see that changing. Because you said they're trying to leverage people off and encourage them to go to subscription.
Lots of partners will just...
Keep taking it.
Because for us, it's easy money.
Yeah.
We take the money, we give a chunk of it to Microsoft. We don't have to do a lot for it. It's the support fees that's what costs us. So a lot of partners will happily keep taking that money. But because each customer needs to really think about, do they need to pay it? And if they talk to your engagement manager, absolutely, let them. I'm going to publish. We're going to write to all of these customers, and I've done some calculations about what it's going to cost over 3 years and what you could save and what the offset of that is if you got the discount and things. So we'll send all that out. But each customer is different. It depends on your license value.
Your license value and your situation, where you're at.
Yeah, exactly. So and it depends. So don't just cancel it and say, oh, I read this sort of podcast, it's not worth paying, it's dead money. Check each customer's scenario is different. Speak to your engagement manager and decide on the best thing to do.
We wanted to flag it, and we think it's the right thing to do. As you said, it's very easy for us to keep sending that invoice out every year. But we want to do the right thing for customers as well. If we think there's no value or not great value in doing something, at least look at it and make that decision, with the customer engagement managers to make sure you've got all the different scenarios planned out for you. But get a plan for what you're going to do with your core business solution. You need to know what's happening. Like you said, there's risks appearing now if you're on a very old version. Yeah. Have a plan. We can then work out the most cost-effective way to get you there. And that might be cancelling the enhancement plan for a couple of years while you get yourself ready to make the jump to cloud.
Yeah, and yeah, if the scenarios come up like Matt talked about where there's platform issues, you know, these projects take months. They're not 2 week projects. They have to be planned in. They have to be, you know, thought through. So don't leave it till it's a must jump because that's never an easy way to do it.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Guys, thank you very much. We'll, as you said, we're writing to all our customers, which is good, or we'll be talking to anybody that's in that position. We'll clarify with Microsoft in terms of if you can't buy new users, as our understanding has always been, but we will make sure that is fact rather than a legend that's just grown in time. But apart from that, I think we'll, as we said, talk to your engagement manager, get a plan, and hopefully get yourself moving ahead with Business Central.
Yep.
Right, brilliant. Perfect. Thanks very much, and thank you for joining us on Tech Man Talks Dynamics. I almost forgot the name of the podcast. And we'll see you very soon. Thank you.